Well, this is exactly the problem I worked about. I warned about, Lee, in the post-American, post-constitutional blue territory of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. The hoagie hitter, that's assault, by the way, mocking federal agents on the streets of D.C. and then finally hit one of them full on with a hoagie. That's battery. They're having a hard time. They can't seem to get a grand jury to indict him, even though there's all kinds of video from all kinds of angles of him doing this, been all over national television. They're nullifying. They're refusing to indict. Why? Because they're Democrats. That's why. Now, Trump administration vowed to make an example of him, but they're having a hard time. They can put this. They've got a month to get an indictment by a grand jury, which, by the way, the standards for that are much, much lower than conviction. It's just preponderance of the evidence. So 90% of the time, grand juries indict. They can't seem to get anyone to do it. They can either put him in front of another grand jury to go after him for felony charges, or they can proceed with a misdemeanor charge without the grand jury. But Lee, this is a huge problem for trying anyone in D.C. Yep. You can't. If the person in question is perceived to be a Democrat, it does not matter if they are guilty, even caught on tape. They're just not going to prison.
Exactly. And in this case, not even indicted.
You want to see dual justice? You name me a place in America where it's the opposite, where Republicans behave like that. You won't find one. Like a red area? There isn't one. We apply a law to you. We don't care. That's because we are law and order people. But they have begun to assume this mindset that says if you're a Democrat, you don't go to prison. That is exactly what led to the Russian Revolution. Exactly. Because you had Marxists going around torturing and killing people, and juries would not convict them. And that was the ultimate source of their power. They were unstoppable. Like, for instance, remember this. Michael Sussman, remember him? Former federal prosecutor, cyber attorney, security, worked for the Clinton campaign, goes to the FBI, lies to them, which is against the law. You cannot lie to the FBI. He's busted doing it. Durham investigation picks it up. They have him dead to rights, okay? This is the same crime that they got Michael Flynn for, even though he actually didn't lie to them, but they got him for it anyway. During the Trump transition, he was part of the Trump transition team. And so he does. And remember, the jury acquits him. And afterward, convict him is a better way to put it. Afterwards, they ask the jurors, well, did he not prove his case? And they agreed, no, he did it. We just didn't think there was anything wrong with it. You didn't think there was anything wrong with Sussman lying to the FBI to further the Russia collusion hoax. No, we hate Donald Trump. Okay, so you understand it was fake, right? Yeah. And Sussman lied. Yeah. On behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign to the FBI. Yep, and yeah. And you said no, you weren't going to vote to acquit. Yeah, no, we don't like Trump. So, and that was incredible. I did a lot of time on that at the time because that mentality, wow, you know he committed a crime. The case was proven, but you're going to nullify it because you hate Donald Trump. So this dual justice mentality, Lee, has gotten deep into the left. Mm-hmm. Which is why, I mean, you know, if we can't move these cases that they're going to bring Bolton et al. Into other districts, I mean, the message of the deep state is going to be do whatever you want as long as it's in D.C. Break whatever law you want. Doesn't matter. No one's going to. I mean, they're not even going to. Now we're at the point of forget not convicting. Now we're at the point of not indicting. Because it's clear you're a Democrat in good standing and we like you. What a mess.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the liberals will say, oh, he just threw a sandwich at the officer. Well, that's still assault battery. It's just, you know, you may not like the choice of the weapon, but or feel like that is not a serious offense, but it is the symbolism of what's going on here.
Oh, come on. We all know, Lee, if you got pulled over on the way home today and you had this nice big hoagie and you threw it at his face, you know what would happen. You would be on the ground face down so fast.
Yes, I would have handcuffs on and be in the back of a patrol car.
Exactly. All of us would.
Yes.
This is the norm out here in America for all of us, unless you are a vaunted liberal in D.C., in which case then, you know, making a political point, then OK. But you didn't hit Donald Trump even. You hit an officer. I mean, you hit a federal agent. You like. OK, this is a problem. Again, because so much of the crimes, so many of the crimes by our intelligence community occur in D.C. And if this is the mentality, it's a, they're talking about a free-for-all. And here's the other problem with that, too. Think about this, Liam. The implications are staggering. Where does every member of Congress have to go to serve? D.C. So if they're victimized by these intel agencies or laws are broken in D.C., it's a license for persecution. That's what Sussman showed us. And that's what this shows us. And yeah, it's just a sandwich. But again, I've got a much worse example, Sussman. That's just incredible to me. So that means this jury knew Russia collusion was fake, knew Hillary faked it, knew Sussman lied to the FBI, literally walks into the FBI, tells us a pack of lies, no fear, even though that's a felony, and they're fine with it. Then I don't know.
Whatever happened to equal justice under law?
Democrats are beginning to think like Marxists do, where the number one factor in whether you're tried, charged, prosecuted is your politics and your value to the party. If I can get one thing across on this show, it's become a theme of the show, and that's because this is what Marxism is, and we are seeing it, and that's what this is. This is not soft on crime. That was the 1990s. This is something new. Texter writes, it was an assault hoagie or a war sandwich. It did look good, I will say. It's a shame to waste a sandwich like that. But it's not on the PhD weight loss plans.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. Meanwhile, we have the new GDP numbers as a revised version of the GDP numbers. Good news. They have revised the GDP growth up to a whopping 3.3%. That's fantastic.
Okay.
For quarter two. Initial jobless claims are down a little bit, 229,000 down from 234. The most important number there, and this is huge, and you will not see the left cover this. Remember they told us core PCE prices were over 3%, so that would be inflationary. Remember that?
Right.
And much was made of that last month. Like, oh no, or it's the tariffs are heading into, you know, are causing inflation, blah, blah. Yeah, they just revised them down to 2.5. And anything under 3 is not considered inflationary. It is inflationary because we print money, but it's considered acceptable.
Yeah. Wow.
So all of that hysteria, all of that coverage, all those headlines about, oh, look, you know, we're seeing those core numbers, those core price numbers go up and Trump's over 3 and oh, no, and this is his inflation. Nope, 2.5. That is solid.
So story you will not be seeing on CNBC today, I guess.
No, of course not. Why would you see that?
Yeah.
No, you would not see that.
Or if they do report it, I'm sure it'll be a well-filtered and well-spun story.
Yeah. Now, here's there's some really other great stuff in here. Consumer spending, they had said it's up 0.5%, so you want to see an increase in consumer spending. Right. It's they revised it to 1.6% increase.
Wow.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a confident consumer. We'd love to see it a little higher, sure, but that's way better than where we were before. And oh my gosh, GDP price index. Holy cow, this is a killer number. They had reported it at 3.8%. Again, this is the basis for all of these hysterical Trump's tariffs are causing inflation BS reports. 3.8%, not good. That is inflationary. Revised to actual 2%.
Okay.
That's really good. That's right where you need. In fact, that's lower than a nice target. That's like 2.5 is satisfactory. 2.0 is good. So I think they just must have put these numbers out to generate the hysteria. Now they're quietly revising them. So again, all good numbers. I'd like to see the jobless claims come down a little bit more, a lot more actually. But other than that, I mean, we're right on track. And you know what this shows? They're not going to say this. You will not see the headlines. The tariffs aren't causing inflation.
Yep.
That is not happening.
Right.
You know, I've explained, you know, basic economics freshmen in college could tell you after an economics course, there is no relationship between tariffs and inflation. Only one thing causes inflation, and that is printing money. Tariffs might cause price increases, but that's not inflation. And so far, no price increases. Not measurable. Not in this data. Not in the revised data. Now, that does not mean we may not have it by the end of the year. We might. And I can't tell you because I don't know. We've never done this before. I don't know what it'll do. Nobody does. And anyone who tells you they do is full of it. But so far, steady as she goes. Keep your fingers crossed.